Welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, football is 48 hours away, or less even, by the time you're listening to this.
I mean, if you're a real football fan, football is, you know, has been going on for well over a week. If, you know, if you were there from the first, you know, the opening kickoff of Miami, Florida, all the way through, you know, watching Missouri lose to Wyoming last weekend, then...
All right, sorry. Stop being a troll. At regular season NFL football. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. All right, college is already here. The preseason's here. MLS is here. There's other kinds of football going on. We're aware of that. High school practice has started. We have six teams remaining. The final four teams from last year, and then the two teams we're discussing today, which is the Philadelphia Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers. So, Keith, who are we starting with? I guess the Eagles are six, so are we starting with that? Do we have anything to talk about over the weekend?
Yeah, we always start with the team that's higher or lower. I don't know.
Should we spend 11 seconds talking about my 11 seconds in the ring?
Yes. Spoiler alert for, you know, a different podcast, actually. I got a bunch of complaints on Rob's network. Talked about opened their episode, which was released like a day after Rob and I dropped our Royal Rumble, which was 30 people in our universe, like in an actual Royal Rumble. And so they opened with discussing who won it. So people were mad about that. You had 11 seconds. You had, I mean, listen, if you're not going to win, you may as well go out with a bang. And you had.
So who's the guy who made it? And why does he hate me so much? Why was I dressed as a clown?
Well,
I didn't understand.
I think he probably didn't know what you looked like, honestly. I don't know why. I guess, like, right. I don't know. I guess dating back to the Seinfeld universe, like, I'm not sure. I mean, the Curb music made sense. What should your music have been if not that?
Because I walked down the aisle at my sister's wedding to that music.
I mean, I don't know if he knows that. I'm not sure if he listens to this podcast or not. I mean, there was so much attention.
I think that was actually discussed on the Renap.
Maybe I can ask him why that was your. Yeah, that's if so. Yeah. I mean, some of the callbacks, people who had them couldn't believe. They were like inside jokes that they didn't remember from 4 years ago. There was so much attention to detail. Like my jersey.
Oh, it was well done. Other than me,
my jersey said like Keeve on the back in 26. Like every single person had like two or three things, and supposedly the signs in the audience were like, you know, related to the people, and they're like, it was incredibly impressive.
I watched it with my son, or with two of my sons, actually. And my older son, his feelings were hurt.
It's tough to see your dad portrayed like a clown, and then it's tough to see your dad get beat up, and that's really what happened. They must think Rob is a big bully. He threw you out of the ring.
He is a bully, yeah. I mean, I tried explaining to Eris that if the biggest concern you have in life is how you're portrayed in a... I didn't even know how to explain to him what it was. He kept on asking, like, what are these people who's doing it? Like, they were rooting for you very hard, by the way. They were big Akiva fans.
Okay. Why? Because they had met me, or what?
I don't think they know that they've met you, but Eris said, I've heard the name Akiva before. That's what he said.
I had, like, the most on... I was in there for a decent amount of time, but, like, was not involved in any action. Didn't throw anybody out. Was sort of just in the ring, and then got tossed.
Yeah, Allie Lasher was the big
one. Yeah, she eliminated...
Notwithstanding who actually won. She had the most... I saw that chart. She was in the ring for the most...
Isn't that crazy that someone made that chart? It was like, that's what Wikipedia has right after every Royal Rumble. Like, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, give that guy a shout out.
It was Addison Mueller, I think, did that. A few people did like similar type things, but yeah, he included minutes. That was super impressive.
Yeah. This is the real Mueller report, the one that we
the WWE. Like a lot of times when they're like, "All right, you're not ready to be like our like the face of our company, but we're like, you know, you're our future." They'll have a person like just be in the whole Rumble and dominate, and then sort of like lose in a fluky way before the end. So that's really what Alastair did. Roman Reigns did that the year before he actually won it. He eliminated like 11 people. So that's sort of a Vince McMahon special. That was fun. I feel like it's more, you know, we did like the fake Survivor seasons. I feel like that was more like entertaining probably, like just to watch people in a Royal Rumble. I don't know. Would it be interesting to see people in WrestleMania? Like if me, you, and Rob had like a three-way like triple threat match. Because the wrestling itself is the least interesting part, right?
Yeah, it's to see how he portrays each of the characters.
Right, and there's so much going on.
Who, like,
yeah, you didn't know
were,
a lot of
obviously.
Them. Yeah, it's if someone is like coming.
It's not just I didn't know. Like I had never heard their names before. Like I thought I knew all these names, but there was like at least a dozen names that I had never heard of in my life.
Yeah, there was. I mean, you knew Elaine Bennett.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, a couple of people's feelings were hurt by not being in it, but.
Oh, Yeah, but I liked how the guy who made it, he said, you know, if your feelings were hurt, you're one of the five people that Akiva pushed for, or whatever he said. So.
Well, I also think, like, if you're mad you didn't get in it, try harder so next time you could get in, you know, the fake Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, it's like we did our 32 fans bracket this spring, and we made a lot of mistakes. We would redo that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely put the person who won shouldn't have even been in the tournament.
Yeah, oh, he's terrible, yeah. All right, can we talk about these teams? Because we're talking about actual Super Bowl contenders today.
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot. Are the Eagles really a Super Bowl contender?
I mean, they don't really have a lot of holes, and they have as much depth as any team in football. So why are they not a Super Bowl contender? Let's hear your argument why they're not.
Oh, my God. My father just asked me. You might have to bleep this out. My father just asked me, do I want to come to New York tomorrow night to go to the opening Jet game?
Why am I bleeping that out? Sounds pretty exciting.
Well, I guess, yeah, my grandpa probably doesn't listen.
Oh, because it'd be a surprise for your
grandfather. I think I'd say yes for sure. He just asked me this second. But I feel like it's a bad look because I'm not working right now. I feel like leaving my wife for the weekend with four kids.
All right, let's discuss this. Okay, fine. We only have 32 minutes here, and time is ticking. So let's talk about the Eagles. I would say that their biggest weakness on offense probably is the fact that their offensive line, which was the best in football a couple of years ago, it's aging, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jason Peters already missed a bunch of time last year. And, like, if these guys are hurt, I don't know who their backups on the line are. They have the Hawaiian guy with a lot of initials, I forget his name, that he filled in last year a little bit and did not look very good.
By the way, you can see a lot of him on ESPN the magazine. The whole offensive line is naked on the cover.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
He's like the biggest guy in the league. Also, I don't. I'm not. I'm.
Yeah.
What's
his name?
With his clothes on. I don't know.
It's a lot of letters. Yeah. Let me go see their depth chart. Halapolavati Vatai.
Yeah, he's truly. He's enormous. He's like 6'8", 3. He's like maybe the biggest guy in the NFL right now.
Yeah. He's a lot of man. So I mean, I guess the concern offensively is if they get injured on the offensive line and they're getting old. Is any starting offensive lineman under like 27, 28 at this point? And then obviously Wentz, if he gets injured, I think they have Josh McCown as the backup.
Yeah, McCown is the backup.
Truth is, he's serviceable.
For two games, he's serviceable. He's not going to win them the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They haven't really needed a running back in the last couple of years, frankly. So whether Miles Sanders, this rookie, or Jordan Howard, or whoever, if they're any good or not, you know, I don't think that really matters. So I don't really. And then on defense, their front seven is still very good. Honestly, where are the holes in this team? Why do you think this team is not a Super Bowl?
Okay, well, I'm not saying they're not. To me, they're a second tier contender. All right, first of all, you know, the receivers outside Ertz are whelming to me. Jeffrey, I think, is no longer like a real wide receiver one.
But these receivers are the same receivers they've had for the last two or three years. And actually, they're better because they added DeSean Jackson, which is a deep threat probably that they haven't had the last couple of years.
You know, I mean, this is a good team. Other than Ertz, they don't have a lot of exciting playmakers on offense. They have a quarterback who really hasn't shown he can fully stay healthy. And like you said, they have an aging offensive line. Like, those guys need to stay, you know, Kelsey and company, Lane Johnson, they need to stay alive. They need to stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know firsthand as a Vikings fan what it means when you have an entire team that collapses because your offensive line gets injured. And so, to me, if I'm an Eagles fan, that's my biggest concern. You know, again, Peters has already been injured. Kelsey's getting up there. Brooks, talk to me about who's the core 10 for this team.
Okay, so the core 10, obviously, Wentz is one. Since we started doing the core 10s, one of the teams in the top 10's number one retired. So it did change some. I would say Andrew Luck is not part of the core.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. And there's a spoiler alert for the Patriots. David Andrews, their center, is out for the year. So a couple.
All right. Well, what's the top 10?
Okay. Wentz, Fletcher Cox, Ertz, Lane Johnson, Alshon, Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey, Andre Dillard, Malcolm Jenkins, Ronald Darby.
Now, I would argue that their 2-10 is not like one of the top 2-10s in the league. But their advantage is that 2-30 is probably
true, the best because you could add the three more offensive linemen I didn't mention.
Yeah, they don't have superstars, but they're just solid all the way around.
That really is this team, and that's why it's easy.
Yeah, I think you had said that you thought the Vikings 2-10 was the best in the league, but then the Vikings drop off pretty quickly. So this team.
I've sort of soured. First of all, people are really down on Xavier Rhodes. I don't know.
Which people?
I don't know. A lot of people.
All right, we're talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, no. Let's look at the Eagles schedule, because they play the NFC East, but not the Eagles, and they play the AFC East. So I have a feeling it's fortuitous for them.
Yes, that's a very good schedule to have. Who's picking? You or me?
I'll pick. You tell me the games.
All right. The Eagles start out week one at home against Washington, quarterbackless Washington.
Can I just mention, so Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal did their week one preview, and really that's my favorite sort of like tradition podcast, like the Guess the Lines. I love it. But yeah. It's really becoming...
And we do it every year, of course, as well.
Yes, this is exactly what our...
Cousin Sal smoking in week one,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, we...
Very good.
But I'm not a Simmons hater, really. I like to make fun of things he does, but he is so out of it. His opinions are so bad in football now that I might have to shut it off for the end of the year and just, like, fast forward to their parent corner. Because, like, Simmons saying that Ezekiel Elliott is a fourth-round draft pick after he was talking about how stupid people are who do PPR leagues and snake drafts, and then posting his roster where he picked three quarterbacks
in a one quarterback
league.
Bill Simmons is just, he's the kind of stupid person who doesn't realize that he's stupid.
Right.
He's very condescending to other stupid people.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me make my IQ 20 points lower, and then I'll be able to answer. So that's a win against the Redskins. I believe that's the biggest line of week one, other than maybe Seattle, Cincinnati. That's a win. What do you think of that game, though, as a survivor game, Philly-Washington?
I mean, it's a pretty safe bet for Philly. You know, I would think that you'd want to save Philly for a little bit later. But, you know, we'll see. In Washington, you can pick anti-survivor just about any week because they're about a five team. So. All right, week two, Sunday Night Football at Atlanta. Atlanta, I think you picked, will be 0-1 coming back from on the road at Minnesota. So this is their home opener, Sunday Night Football against the Eagles.
I'll take the Falcons. All right, I can hear myself. I don't know if your headphones are out, but I can hear myself talking.
All right, no, my headphones are in. All right, week three at home against Detroit.
That's a win. As the weeks have gone by.
They're really alternating easy game, hard game, easy
game. As the weeks have gone by, I've gotten higher and higher on the Lions, but not enough to beat the Eagles here.
Yeah, I don't know why. Everyone else is low on them. But all right, week four, Thursday night, so short rest at Green Bay.
Football Outsiders, by the way, has like all four teams almost even in the NFC North.
Oh, is that where you got that idea?
No, that just happened now. Like he just posted an hour ago. I've been riding the line. Since I really did a deep dive in every roster. So what's this fourth game for the Eagles?
At Green Bay on Thursday night.
Short week, I'm going to say loss, 2-2.
Yeah, so again, they're alternating easy game at home, tough game on the road, and it continues that way. Week five at home against the Jets.
Yeah, this is the Jets' fourth game. So the Jets do have a bye before they get the Eagles, so they could prepare to get whooped. Eagles win 3-2.
All right, and then at Minnesota the following week.
Loss. You weren't lying when you said it's a one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah, now we flip it. It's at Dallas on Sunday Night Football again. So tough second road game in a row.
I'll say loss.
All right, so the Eagles are 3-4 now, under 500. They go at Buffalo to finish.
I'm going
to
say win.
4-4, and then at home before the bye against the Bears.
I'm going to give them a win there too.
A rematch of the wild card game. All right, with the double doink. All right, so 5-4 coming into the bye. They come out of the bye. They're still at home for another two tough games. First, they face the Patriots in a rematch of the Super Bowl from 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'll give them the win there also.
All right, 6-4, and then Sunday Night Football again. Is this the third time that they're on Sunday Night Football at home against Seattle?
Yeah, I'm giving them the win.
All right, so they go from 3-4 to 7-4, and that involves three wins against Super Bowl contenders. I think so.
Seattle's not a Super Bowl contender.
And then it continues it gets very easy in December at Miami, the Giants, and at Washington. Can they sweep all of those?
Oh, that's three straight road games: Miami, the Giants, Washington. Yeah.
Well, Giants are at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they're going to win all three. They're white hot at this point.
All right, so they go from three and four to 10-4, and then they're at home against the Cowboys.
Why them lose in Dallas, right?
Yes,
so I'm going to have them win this game.
All right, 11-4, eight straight wins, and then they go at the Giants to finish the season.
Well, you have to ask yourself, is this game going to matter? Because they could, they'll at 11-4, they'll have the division locked up.
There's no way at 11-4 that they're locked up for the
right. But are they locked out of it? Probably not, because that would mean basically two teams would have to be 13-2 because they didn't play the Saints, they didn't play the Rams.
Yeah,
they didn't play the Rams. Yeah. Why didn't they play those teams? They don't have a first place schedule. The Cowboys.
Because the Eagles in the division.
Oh, the Cowboys in the division. Okay.
The Eagles in the wild card at Chicago.
That's a really fortuitous schedule. Against the Giants. So I'll say loss, 11-5.
All right, so 8 wins in a row for the Eagles, but they lose in New York to finish the season. Saquon,
so they don't get a bye, probably.
Yards. Yeah, I mean, so I have the Eagles at 11-5 also, and I do have them with a bye. In fact, I have them as the number one seed in the NFC.
One seed at 11-5. Okay.
No, I don't think that will.
I mean, it's silly to predict teams go 14-2. I know.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I think Shamir, when he was our Eagles guest a couple years ago or last year, did it. But, like, it's outside.
No, it was last year. It was coming off the Super Bowl. He legitimately could not understand. Yeah. He said he would take the over at 13.5.
Right. It's just almost no team in history has expected win, total.
There's a reason over-unders cap out at about 11.
Right, the whole league has about a 50-50 shot of one team going 14-2. There's no one particular team that has a good shot at it.
Yeah, the Dolphins are trying to lose, and they still have 4.5 as their over-under.
Yeah, no, the highest expected win total in some 538 type thing is like 11.5 for the Patriots. And nobody else is really above 10.1.
So 11-5 for the Eagles, obviously winning the division, back in the playoffs. But you don't think they're a serious – you think they're only a Tier 2 contender?
Well, if – you know, my view of the NFC is, like one team, and I won't say who, that's a little better than everyone else. Then there's like a tier 1B, and then there's a lot of teams in the second tier. So the Eagles are definitely in that tier. So, like.
So you think the Eagles are closer to the Bears and Vikings than they are to the Rams?
Well, the Vikings suck. But the answer to your question.
Well, you have the Vikings at 8, or you have the Vikings at 7, excuse me.
Listen, my opinions have changed in the last month. Oh. Like,
I just saw FPI on ESPN just came out. They had the Vikings at 7, which, again, I think is too high also. But I don't think they suck. I think they're probably
Simmons' take on the Vikings was like, Kirk Cousins is going to lose his job this season. Just completely insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're sounding almost Simmons-esque, honestly. So.
Well, no, but that was his. That was. I mean, I just don't think that I think the defense is going to continue to regress, like I said during our Vikings, or the last time we discussed it. And they're also a very top.
Only one player on the Vikings defense last year had an above average season, Danielle Hunter. So it'd be hard for them to get worse. I think they could be. I don't think they'll be better.
I mean, usually in the NFL, when you get older, you get worse. But and also they are a stars, like you just said, they're a star heavy team. And if nobody gets hurt, great. But if Cousins gets hurt, the season's over. You know, if Thielen or Diggs gets hurt, they lose their like absolute superpower. I don't think Cook would be a big deal because I'm sure Madison will be fine for 2 games as a backup.
All right, you could have talked about this on the Vikings podcast.
I didn't have a second to breathe. No, you and Jerry didn't give me an opportunity.
Me and Jerry. All right, let's get to the next thing because you have questions about the Eagles and more about the Vikings who we're not talking about. I have a lot of questions about the Chargers. Okay. The Chargers are number 5 in our power ranking. I will give the argument against them and you tell me why I'm wrong, okay? All right, first of all, their starting quarterback is 38 years old and has led the league in interceptions I think twice in the last.
I mean, he throws
years.
The most passes, or second or third most passes, but
okay. But all right, the point is that he's had some down seasons. Mm-hmm. Lately. He's had some up seasons, obviously, but he's had some down seasons, and he's 38 years old. He can go at any time. Peyton Manning, I think.
There's a good chance that it could go for Rivers this year.
Yeah. All right. Their starting running back is not with the team, and I guess they're going to split it between Austin Eckler, who's like a third down back, and Justin.
They'll be
Jackson.
Okay
so
for
they basically
a couple
don't
games.
Have. Yeah, but for the season, they don't have a running back right now.
Yeah.
So their quarterback's 38. They don't have a running back. Their best wide receiver, Keenan Allen, he always gets injured. Mm-hmm. What else can we say? Their best defensive player might be out for the whole season. Is
their left tackle's injured for at least 6 games.
Yes, their left tackle. Yeah, sorry, I skipped. Their left tackle's injured for at least 6 games. They do not have a home field advantage to speak of at all. They have literally the worst.
16 road games. 30,000.
Yes, 16 road games. And this is a team that, has never, their coach, he's been fine for 2 years, but this is a team that's never, they've won one playoff game, I think, in the last 6 or 7 years, mm-hmm. and that was last year against the Ravens, against Lamar Jackson, and then they went and got absolutely murdered the next week by a Patriots offense, which, didn't do anything, really. Why am I wrong? Why are the Chargers the 5th best team in the league? Why are they a Super Bowl contender?
All right, one, if you could rush the passer, you're automatically, a top-level defense, and they can certainly do that. Okay. As you said, they're best defensive player, but ultimately, how many wins is a safety worth? Like, Derwin James is a wonderful player.
Yeah, Bosa's probably more valuable.
I think Mike Williams had, a real bump this year to the point where Allen and Williams are, probably a top-10 receiving duo. But there are fair questions. Hunter Henry being back is a big upgrade over last year. I think Eckler and Jackson will be fine. I think if Rivers misses a game or two, Tyrod Taylor is an above-average backup. If Rivers out for the year, you know, there's no reason to talk about this team.
Now, Rivers has never missed a game in his career. Yeah. So yeah, it's not that I think he's going to get injured. I just think, you know,
all right, so,
again, he's lost it a little bit, and then he had a bounce back the last couple seasons. But he's 38, and we're just taking for granted now because of him and Brady and a couple of the other guys that and Drew Brees that it happens forever. But when it goes, it goes.
I think there's a better chance of it going for Rivers than Brees, but I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, again, I think it's because we've
But they both had some tough times down the stretch last season.
I mean, look, Rivers was the best quarterback in the league in 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. And then he took a big dip in like 11, 12, 13, 14. And now he's back again. Mm-hmm. So, to me, I'm more concerned about the Chargers. I think the Chargers' big advantage, frankly, is that they're in the AFC, and the AFC's hot garbage. I mean, who's the Super Bowl contender in the AFC outside of Kansas City and New England?
Well, I don't want to spoil my picks, but there are other teams that are Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with you. So... I think that's the Chargers' big advantage. Now, of course, the problem is that they probably have the best team in the league in their division. So their best-case scenario would be like last year where they're stuck in the five.
Let me ask you a question. Now, what's more likely? Yeah. The Chargers are in the conference championship game or they miss the playoffs?
I'm going to say
miss the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, I think for almost every team it's more...
conference championship game. Because they're
probably
not going to
win their
35%
division.
To win the division, that means winning two road playoff games.
Yeah.
One of them would probably be at Kansas City. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be very tough. Now, because I've been complaining about this and advocating for this since before this podcast even existed, the NFL this week is talking about going to 7 playoff teams instead of 6.
Yeah, I would be in favor of it. I think it makes week 16 and 17 more exciting. The more teams that are eliminated, the worse it is in week 16 and 17.
Yeah. Now, it solves half the problem. It doesn't solve the other half the problem, which is what I've advocated for is that there should be 7 playoff teams. Only the one team gets the bye, not the 2 seed. But the other thing I've argued for is that while division winners automatically make the playoffs, they don't get locked in.
Yeah,
their seeds.
I think that's fair.
That would single-handedly solve all the problem of teams not trying in week 16 and 17.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if any team could be any seed between 2
right,
and 7,
nobody,
be
essentially
right
nobody's
now,
locked
in
anything unless someone has a 3-game lead with 2 to go is unlikely.
The season, almost certainly locked into the 5 seed, for example, and that's just dumb.
Can you guess how many passes Philip Rivers has attempted in his regular season career?
Attempted? Yeah. All right, so he started in
remember, he essentially sat for the first 2 seasons.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. So he start. Oh, so yeah. So okay. So his first regular season is 2006. Is that right? All right. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
And like you said, never missed the game.
All right. So that's 13 seasons. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say he averages over 500 passes a season. Mm-hmm. So that'd be 6,500. Mm-hmm. So, Well, because he's very religious and this would offend him, I'm going to guess the answer is 6,666.
All right, that's a good guess. Yeah, 7,000 passes exactly.
Exactly 7,000.
Yeah, that's what caught my eye.
All right, so he has a nice even number, but not the sign of the devil times.
Yeah, 7,000. One for every kid he has, 7,000.
Yes. All right, that's a lot of passes.
Yeah, there's a lot of mileage on their arm. What's funny is there are only 9 quarterbacks in NFL history that have thrown 7,000 passes, but the majority of them are still active NFL players.
Yeah, and we've talked about the top 10 is going to be littered with guys like Matthew.
Do you
want to
guess the top 10 all time in pass attempts?
Sure. So you said Rivers is number 9.
Yes, he is. He is 9th. He's the last of the active guys. So who's ahead of him? 4 active guys, 4 retired guys.
Okay, so Eli Manning.
Yes, ahead of him.
Correct. Peyton Manning.
Yep, ahead of him.
Tom Brady.
Ahead of him.
Brett Favre.
Number 1. Only guy with 10,000 plus.
Yeah.
Which will be...
Drew Brees.
Yeah, Brees is going to break it this year. If he plays, 14, 15 games, Brees is going to have the attempts record.
Okay. Dan Marino.
Yeah, you're missing 1 retired guy and 1 active guy, and they're both right ahead of Rivers.
An active guy who's ahead of Rivers?
Yeah. When you think of it, you'll realize, that makes sense.
Eli, Brees, Brady. Mm-hmm. Who am I missing? There's no other old...
There is.
Is he starting
now?
Yeah,
he's starting now. He's not like a backup that you're missing. When you hear it, you'll realize you're a big old dummy.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And then a retired guy. Okay, I said Favre, Manning. I mean, it can't be like There's no, I mean, like, I know, like, Fran Tarkenton retired with
no, he's 13. Tarkenton's 13.
Yeah. He was number one in everything when he retired, but there's no way
he's 13. He's the only guy who did not play, you know, who was not playing in 1998 who has these records.
The retired guy was playing in 98?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Warren Moon?
No, Moon is 10th. Moon's right behind Rivers.
Oh. Okay. I don't know.
Elway, but then you got to get the active guy.
Oh, John Elway.
Come on, give it a second thought. Who's the active guy? Breeze, Brady, Eli, Rivers. There's only one.
Well, Eli and Rivers. Well, the other guy in their draft was Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Could it be Roethlisberger?
Yeah, Roethlisberger always.
He's got more attempts
than Rivers. He always leads the league in attempts.
Oh, you know why? Because also because he's got 2 years on
Rivers. 2 years on Rivers and like later in the modern-day Steelers throw the ball more than any team but the, you know, Stafford except for this past year. Stafford is already 20 all time, and he
and he's 30 years old.
30 years old, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He just has to be good enough to keep playing.
So do you want to talk about your season expectations for the Eagles and Chargers, or do you want to save that for a couple
No, we'll save that. We'll save that for the what's it called? The final preview. Yeah, I mean, can we do actually we have a couple minutes. Let's start cuz we're not going to have time to do all this stuff. We have a jam-packed episode, you know, episode coming up with week one picks and predictions. So, and we could do this now, and could do this with the 3 and 4 teams also.
Well, why don't we save our season predictions for when we talk about the top teams? But why don't we get our week one picks out of the way right now?
Do we have time for week one picks?
Yeah, let's do a rapid fire.
Okay, fine. And I got something else for you, but we do it tomorrow.
Packers at Bears.
We're just picking straight up.
We're picking winners.
Okay. Is that what we always do? I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what we do. Pick winners and losers.
Bears. Thursday night,
yeah,
I'm going to go.
Agreed.
No, you know what? I'm going to go with Green Bay in Chicago. I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Oh, so sort of similar to last year. 23-0 comeback. All right. Week two. And so obviously you do not have the Bears starting 7-0.
No,
it
is.
I do. All right. Titans at Browns.
Yeah, Cleveland. We're both going to have Cleveland.
Yeah. Ravens at Dolphins.
Ravens.
Falcons at Vikings.
Yeah, this is really hard for me. I'm gonna say.
I mean, you said earlier in the episode that the Falcons are gonna be 0-1. So
the Falcons are
flip flopping.
I said the Falcons are gonna be 0-1.
Yeah, because in week two the Eagles play the Falcons at home.
I didn't say the Falcons.
Anyway, just who are you picking here?
I'm gonna go with Minnesota. Tie. I'm gonna say a tie.
All right. Bills at Jets.
I hate to say it, but I just don't think the Jets have any cornerbacks right now. I think their cornerback situation is as bad as any other position in the league. And
okay, but which team has a worse quarterback and receivers than the Buffalo Bills? Washington and Miami, I guess, are the answers.
Yeah. Foster alone played well enough last
year. All right, so you have the Bills winning in New York.
And it's bad because the Jets have Cleveland on Monday night, and then they go to the two last.
Are you gonna be at that game?
I don't know. I hadn't thought of it until just now.
Yeah. All right, I have the Jets winning, so that's our second disagreement. Washington at Philly, we don't even need to talk about. Rams at Carolina. Yeah. Are you not paying attention here? We're going to get
bombed. I am. Carolina.
Oh, wow, because that was my upset.
Yeah, no, I think Cam's going to come out furious about how last year ended.
Yeah, well, I mean, he got injured in the preseason, but now he seems like he's
healthy.
All right, Kansas City at Jacksonville. By the way, Bill Simmons is all about Jacksonville, so that's a reason to bet against Jacksonville's
hard. No, I do think people are being hard on Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville's upside is really high just because their defense could be special.
Yeah, I have Kansas City winning this
game. Yeah. No, Kansas City, I think they will cover. But losing to the most explosive team in the NFL doesn't mean Jacksonville's bad, though.
All right. Indy at the Chargers. I think Simmons has Indy also.
The Chargers, but Indy's fine. Indy's going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, in AYFFL, which you were in and then out of, and in and then out of again, or something like that. I'm starting Jacoby Brissett every week. So
I hear your rumor is your team sucks. Maybe we could talk about it to open next week.
Okay, hold on. The one person who said that to you has probably the second to worst.
Who's AB? He said he has the best team.
Yeah, that your only source of my team being bad is AB. Correct.
I guess.
And his team is so
bad. Should
be
a real journalist to get like a second opinion.
Yeah, get a second opinion. His team is really, really bad. So I mean. Nobody's team is really bad at this point. Everyone's team is sort of the same. But, like, his team is definitely below average. So I thought it was ironic that he was trashing my team. I'd rather have my team than his team.
Mm-hmm.
Close. All right. That's close. All right. Cincinnati at Seattle. Seattle, obviously. Giants at Dallas. Dallas, obviously. Detroit at Arizona. What do you
have
here?
This is a tough game. I think, is this game at 4? Because I can't really watch. The annoying thing is whether I go to this Jets game or not.
Yes.
I'm not going to pay
Arizona home games
any attention to the non-Jet games at 1 o'clock. But luckily there's 5 4 o'clock games for me to really focus on. Are you still a one screen guy? Are you still in the Stone Age?
No, I have multiple screens. Actually, you know what? I need to ask a favor. If you're a listener and you're in college or like grad school, if you're an active student in a university, can you please either DM me or email me or tweet me or Facebook me or something? I want to talk to you. Yes, active college student, let me know. Max the Millennial or one of those other people. All right, so Detroit at Arizona. I'm going to pick Arizona. Kyler Murray, I think. I don't know how his rookie season
is. I'm going to go with Detroit. I think Detroit is. We've gone too far with the Detroit hate.
Yeah, I think. You like Detroit. I think they're terrible. I think they could go like three.
There's no chance.
All right, San Francisco at Tampa.
This is the other sort of pick 'em game. I'm going to say Tampa.
I don't see anything to like about San Francisco. I mean, again, maybe Jimmy G will prove me wrong, but he hasn't.
It's crazy how there's no trendy team that didn't make the playoffs last year that people are predicting to make the playoffs. People think there's going to be like 10 repeat playoff teams, even though it's never happened. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Pittsburgh at New England.
I'm so excited to overreact to these games next week, by the way. Whoever wins that San Francisco-Tampa game, we're going to have winning the Super Bowl. What's this game? Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh at New England.
Pats.
All right, and then the Monday night games. Houston at New Orleans should be a good game.
Yeah, it's a really good game. New Orleans.
All right, and Denver at Oakland.
Denver.
Yeah, Oakland.
Denver's
I'm
going to
pick Oakland, but I don't like Flacco at all. I just think Oakland is such a clusterfuck. I mean, did you watch the final episode?
I haven't seen it yet. People said that they didn't show everyone getting cut, which is insane. That's like the whole point of the show.
They did not go in the room and do that.
It's
really
brutal.
They talked a little bit to they had the position coach talking to a linebacker.
Okay.
Was about it. But all right, so we got four disagreements on all four. I'm picking the home team, you're picking the road team. In fact, the only road teams I'm picking in week one are Baltimore and Kansas City. And obviously, you know, at least half a dozen road teams are going to win, so don't take my word for it. All right, Keeve. So that's